went out to dinner with some friends last night, and the whole time I'm driving to the dinner, my ongoing stress is, what's the parking going to be like? I hate how obsessed I am with what's the parking going to be like, but I am so obsessed with what the parking is going to be like. We were eating in Ocean Grove, which is also where the Comedy Sports Theater is, and the theater that I did I Love You, Perfect, No Change, because it's the same theater. But I've never gone past the theater in this particular direction to see some of these cool beachy restaurants. I was thinking, well, it's only about 1 minute by car and 4 minutes by foot from Comedy Sports. So if I can't find street parking, I'll just park right at Comedy Sports. And then there were beautiful spots available directly in front of the restaurant. So all my worrying, all my angst was for naught. And it was fine. And man, it was such a good dinner. Oh, so good.
Your daily Lex.
Because I know you're wondering, we stared at a regatta cheese appetizer that had this thick, crusty bread that you would spread the cheese on. So good. And then Lauren and I each got salmon and some kind of Asian demi-glaze with noodles. And I was like, could I please have mine without the scallions? Because, as you know, scallions are disgusting. And then when she finished taking our order, oh no, when she delivered the food, she's like, by the way, we're all out of scallions, so neither one of these has scallions, which I thought, well, what a wonderful treat. But it was so good. And then the guys we were out with, a lovely couple named Rich and John. Rich was like, there's a great, it's important that you know which of these two people was. Rich was like, there's a great ice cream place just a minute away. Why don't we go there and get dessert there? And so they showed us a dessert menu at the restaurant, and it was pedestrian. So we were like, yes, let's do this ice cream plan. And then the ice cream place that we walked to was, it looked like it was at a Disney World. Like it looked like it was on Main Street in Disney World. And there was a line out the door, but we were in no rush and it was early. So we had no problem waiting in the slot. And I got peanut butter blast and chocolate peanut butter. Peanut butter blast was peanut butter flavored ice cream with peanut butter chunks and Reese's Pieces in it. It was fantastic. And chocolate peanut butter was exactly what you expect. But we wait in the line, and then we get to go eat in this area that you can't even see when you're ordering. And that also looked like Walt Disney World. Great. Loved it. Fun. Then Lauren went to use the restroom and came back and was like, there are a lot of signs about defecation in the bathroom. And we're all looking at her. And she's like, that's what the sign says. It has specific rules about, please make sure that if you defecate in one of the toilets. Then there's a second sign that says, yes, it happens all the time, much more than you'd think. Please limit all defecation to the toilets. So I don't know what the hell's going on there, but that is the least Disney World sounding sign I can imagine. Well, I can imagine more. That is pretty high on the non-Disney sounding sign language. See what I did there? But anyway, if you're going to go to this cool ice cream place in Ocean Grove, New Jersey, please do all of your defecation in the toilets. Is that so much to ask? I honestly don't think it is. Yeah, good stuff. We also had a dryer repair guy come to the house today. Lauren's been getting error messages on the dryer from time to time. I never get them when I dry my clothes, but she's been seeing it. And I've seen the errors. I'm not saying they're fictional errors. I'm just saying, I don't know why they're happening. And the guy came and charged us $97 to say that it was a dryer vent problem. And I had attempted to clean the vent from the outside, and it actually looked spotless. And he said he agreed with my assessment, but that there's a clog, he believes, somewhere in the middle. And by the way, he doesn't do vent cleaning. That's another company. So we have a company coming tomorrow to do the vent cleaning. Now, because I always love to figure out how to do things myself, I watched some videos on how to do your own vent cleaning, and it doesn't look hard at all. In fact, it looks very easy, but we're going to pay somebody $80, I think, to do it tomorrow. But you get these cool little spindly things, these really flexible whatevers that you attach to your drill. I think you have to not call them whatevers if you want to do it professionally, and then you just snake it through your thing and run the drill, and it spins all the lint out and you catch it outside. It seems really fun. I'm going to watch them do it tomorrow just because that's how fun it looks. Anyway, no house fires here. I think that's all I got. I'm just warning you, as the week draws to a close, I mean, it's Wednesday, so we've got some time, but as we get closer to next week, I'm going to be off for a week from this podcast. You're going to have to find another daily 5-minute podcast to listen to just for the week. If you are talented and thoughtful and want to cover your daily Lex for all of next week, you let me know. Anyway, have a great day. Goodbye.
Lex.